The Hall of Flowers Cannabis Trade Show returns to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in September, and there's a big change to the program this year. Joining me on the line is Rama Mayo, co-founder of Hall of Flowers. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
So for those who are unfamiliar with the event, can you describe the Hall of Flowers?
Yeah, absolutely. Hall of Flowers is like a best-in-class trade show event. Like you said, there's changes coming up, but it's essentially from the beginning for the past 6 years has been connecting buyers of dispensaries and brands. And we do it in a really fun, kind of exciting way, so it's not a boring old trade show. And that has kind of turned into something where a lot of people wanted to attend that weren't actually just buyers and brands. So that's why we're opening up the format to allow the kind of general public to come in on the second day this year.
That is a very exciting change. But I do want to ask you, from the start, Hall of Flowers has really been on another level compared to any other cannabis event. So what was your vision like for this event, and is it meeting your expectations?
Yeah, thank you. I'm blushing over here. It was something where we come from like the fashion and music and kind of art worlds. And in those industries, you know, they've been around obviously much longer. There's really beautiful kind of trade events and gatherings that happen in all those industries, like, you know, Art Basel in Miami or the fashion trade shows in Las Vegas. So we just wanted to do something, since we were working in cannabis and starting to, that was just on that level, that, you know, put cannabis in a place where it could get taken as seriously as, you know, any other industry. And as far as my expectations, it blows me away. You know, we had good ideas and we were excited to build something, you know, really kind of important and also beautiful. And no, the show is, you know, bigger than, you know, we had ever expected.
Now, Hall of Flowers started here in Sonoma County. So how receptive were city officials here in Santa Rosa and at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds Board to your event?
Yeah, I believe everyone's been really supportive. My partner, Danny, who runs like the day-to-day of the projects, you know, he deals with that kind of stuff more. I'm more on the creative side, I guess. But the Fairgrounds has been unbelievable from the beginning. Again, they've had a long history of kind of cannabis events there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not really much new to them. I think we just kind of, you know, rethought the way that a cannabis event could happen there. And then as far as the city, I mean, we have such like huge economic impact there that everyone seems excited. I know that the one thing I do know experience is every time I take like a Lyft or an Uber out of or around during the event, they're always very excited.
Right.
The Lyft drivers and Uber drivers are very, very excited to have our clientele. So, you know, we have a very, very respectful crowd. You know, it's not a party crowd or anything like that, even though it's like a fun kind of industry.
Well, you have, I mean, the big industry people are there. So they are doing big business, I would imagine, at Hall of Flowers.
Yeah. We have, if you're a player or, you know, a kind of a decision maker or a thought leader in cannabis, especially in California, you come to the show. And some brands, yeah, absolutely. Some brands, you know, back to the B2B sales, some brands write orders that break, you know, 6 and 7 figures of business.
Wow.
You know, some brands are there just for more networking. Some brands are really there to like, you know, get an ROI on specific sales. Some people want press and media.
So tell us how Hall of Flowers has grown over the years, because it started here in Santa Rosa at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, but it is no longer just here in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have done a show, and we do a show annually out in Toronto, in Canada. And then we also have a show down in Southern California that had been started out in Palm Springs. But then we moved it recently to Ventura County, right on the ocean, just kind of west, northwest of Los Angeles.
And do these different events have a different feel from the Santa Rosa event?
Yeah, I think just because of the venues. Well, Canada is a much different world, you know, in as far as cannabis and cannabis compliance. So it's a kind of a much different show up there. And then for our Ventura show, the venue is just so different. I think why we started in Santa Rosa, because we looked at venues everywhere, it was by far the most beautiful, you know, city and venue that we saw. And, you know, we think like the idea of the woods and the nature and all that kind of stuff that happens up there, and obviously closer up till, you know, where cannabis really, you know, came from, you know, up in the Humboldt County area and Emerald Triangle, you know, that was just such a beautiful location, even though it's, you know, a little far away from a major city, that we knew that destination would work. And then Ventura is the opposite almost as far as, the view, you know. In Ventura, we're literally on the ocean. There's no, you know, no woods, just some palm trees and surfers. So, you know, I'd say, yeah, it's a little more beach vibes down here in Southern California for the show. And then a little more, you know, hiking woods, you know, Russian River, you know, vibes up up there.
Well, we love both. So it's great to have those different kinds of experiences. Now, the event this year at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, the Hall of Flowers, is September 20th and 21st. On the second day, you're changing things up. Can you describe what's going to happen?
Yeah, absolutely. The 21st is open to the general public. So, you know, we're going to really essentially take our, which was normally a very, very, very expensive ticket, hundreds of dollars to get into the event because it's a trade event. You know, that now ticket is, you know, very affordable and, you know, they're for sale now. And it's going to be something where you can essentially shop from and sample products from hundreds of the top cannabis brands in the state. And then also on day two, you know, is a lot more entertainment that we're bringing in for the first time ever. So we'll have some carnival rides and games. We're building some cool custom games up there with some great creators. We're doing a big food experience with Sonoma Hills Farms, where they're bringing out, you know, a handful of unbelievable chefs from all over the country to do a really unique kind of custom food experience for us and for the attendees. We have some art installations we're doing. So, yeah, like, you know, I would use the word festival. We're kind of calling day two our festival day, and then day one is our trade show day.
That's so cool. So tickets available at halloflowers.com, the place to go for all the info.
Yeah, correct. Halloflowers.com.
Okay, excellent. So you've also hosted over the years some really great speakers from Gary Vee to Chelsea Handler. Are there any speakers this year that you're super excited about? And will there be speakers on both days of the event?
Yeah, so speakers will be on day two only. And they're normally, like you mentioned, we had Chef Gordon and Chelsea and Gary. Those were more to inspire the business and the, you know, the entrepreneurs at the show. Day two, since it's open to the public, we're really looking for like what kind of you'd call like the super fans, you know, or like the prosumers, maybe is a term that like some of the shows use.
I like that. That's good.
You know, so yeah, like the hobbyists, you know. So this time we have honestly like the number one top five kind of geneticists in all of Canada. So meaning the cultivators, you know, the people that are in the grow rooms and crossing the plants and creating new strains and creating all this, you know, amazing product, we're having them come speak. So we have the owners of a bunch of great big brands coming in, anything from Connected or an Alien Labs over to Cannabiotics, to CBX, over to CAM or, you know, a lot of like kind of industry kind of thought leaders, essentially.
That's very exciting. Now, I heard that there's some sort of participation from Woody Harrelson, or at least his dispensary this year. What is that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Woody has in Los Angeles a dispensary called The Woods. And their specialty is really bringing like the organic and sun-grown flower from up north down into the Southern California area. That's their mission. That's their goal. So, you know, they are one of our partners in setting up essentially an area within the show, you know. So at the show floor, there'll be a little woods area. They'll have their brand and their booths and some of their friends there. And then we'll have other kind of like-minded, you know, outdoor sun-grown product, you know, in that little section, if you will.
That's awesome. Now, of course, historic changes in the way that our country views and regulates cannabis have escalated in the years since Hall of Flowers began. And actually, the timing of one of those changes happened during Hall of Flowers in 2022. I was there. Were you there when President Biden announced that he had signed the release for 6,500 cannabis convictions?
I was. Yeah, I was. I can even remember Chris from our team did the announcement. I remember his voice right now. And yeah, absolutely was there. And yeah, I mean, it's an exciting, you know, story. I'm not sure, you know, where all that goes, right? There's so many different debates on what's best there and everything like that. So, you know, our goal with Hall of Flowers is really just to kind of create a platform for these entrepreneurs to do business, you know? So any way to push that forward is great. And I'm not the most political person myself, so I don't know too much about that world.
Oh, that's all right. It's very an interesting time to be involved in cannabis right now, to see all the changes and how quickly things happen.
Absolutely. Unbelievable time. That's why, you know, when Gary, actually Vaynerchuk's our partner in the show, and when he was getting involved, he was like, you know, this is a 30-year, you know, project. You know, he's like, we're just getting started right now. Mm-hmm. So we've been 5 or 6 years in, but we still think it's just the beginning.
Yeah. So interesting. Finally, do you have any tips that you would tell someone who is attending the Hall of Flowers on September 21st when it's open to the public? What should people do or know when they come to visit?
Oh, I love the question. I don't have a perfect answer. Let me think of one for you, though. And I should know that, obviously. It's like basically my job.
That's right.
You know, I would say, like, bring friends, because it's not going to just be about shopping. You know, think of like the farmer's market then mixed with like a little carnival or something. So I say bring friends. I would say bring, you know, some cash to buy some weed from, you know, the best brands. You'll be able to shop directly from most of the brands, you know, booth to booth to booth. So that's really not been done before. So I would say bring enough, you know, to do that. I would say do research ahead of time. Maybe like look around to see what you want to do, plan your trip. It's not Disney World, you know, or the size of that, but there is a lot going on. What else would I say? Yeah, maybe like, you know, bring your appetite, you know, and hopefully we'll help you create one when you're there, you know. And yeah, I think that's enough for now, you know. I think those are enough tips.
Yeah, I think the research ahead of time is very wise because it can be a bit overwhelming, but in a good way. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
Of course. Thank you.
Rama Mayo is the co-founder of Hall of Flowers. You can get details and tickets at halloflowers.com.